Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, my. It's hump day. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's warning. You should be careful with that mic. Vincent.
You don't know.
I do know.
You don't know.
Wiggling things.
I was just trying to adjust it. I have a new mic and a new mic stand. They were very quick to respond to the problem.
They were.
Although the problem is not, I didn't do that. A ton of people sit in this seat.
Yeah.
After I leave.
Yes.
So I'm not taking any credit for right. whatever happened there.
No, I'm with you. It right. definitely was not your fault.
I realize in the past we had our own studio, and if something had been wrong, it would have been me, but no.
But not this time.
No, there's a whole train
yep.
of sportscasters rolling through this room the minute we're gone.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm looking at you, game.
Little Joe. Brother station.
I'm actually not looking at you, but that's what I meant. You know what I mean.
The yeah. Joes.
Oh, yeah. All those Joes down there.
A million Joes.
It's a million Joes. I love those guys, though. They're actually... It's been really fun kind of sharing the same space with all the other stations. With the old building, I mean, it was down a level and all the way across the building. And
says the lady who doesn't share the bathroom with all the boys from the game.
True. Yeah, that is the nice thing about ladies' rooms is, you know, by and large, it seems like girls are just, I don't know, neater.
Well, we have to put up signs in our bathroom saying, please don't whiz all over the place.
Oh. Are we blaming Joe for that? Because he does talk a lot, and sometimes you talk and you just, you know, you
lose
track.
We don't need to talk about the bathroom anymore. I'm just saying that's you, as you were, you know. It yeah. is nice having the boys around. Yeah. No, it's not as nice as you think.
Well, it is funny because, you know, it's radio, so we all break around the same time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you'll see people heading that way. And I always see the boys. I've seen Vinny just turn around. He'll see me. He sees the dudes heading there. He just turns around.
Like, I'll go later. It's just a whole thing.
I'm going to go later.
Not that long ago, last week, the week before, someone walks in while my back is to them mm-hmm. as I'm facing the wall. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And the person just goes, oh, my God, it's sold out. Turned around and left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Full house.
Wait, is there just one stall?
There's two stalls and one urinal.
Oh, urinal.
So, three.
Yeah, three stations.
For the floor.
Yeah, we have three stations as well.
Yeah, I can't go when people are talking to me.
I
freeze up.
I really feel like there's a line there. Like when someone's in going to the bathroom, I feel like don't talk. It's fine yeah. at the mirror or, you know.
I try to make sure I never go when Vinny goes because I know neither one of us want to make small talk in the bathroom. So
yeah. We both try to do that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Also,
sure
you don't
want to
learn each other's brand. You know, not that you'd ever learn Vinny's. He's not doing that here, but.
No, and there are a lot of people that do.
Mm.
And I, So the world's still here.
Yeah. And it's really warm this morning.
I had my bags packed. I went to the dentist to like make sure I had my teeth all ready to go to heaven and nothing.
I know. Yesterday was supposed to be the rapture, everyone. Yeah. Maybe some people that, you know, you think are saints have disappeared. The rest of us.
I think about three people on Earth disappeared, and we're the rest.
Yeah.
The rest of us.
The rest of us.
That is embarrassing.
That we didn't get picked?
No, that, you know, no one got picked. I mean, there we all still are.
Yeah. Why 9/23/25? Why that?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I mean.
Why anything?
People just do their weird math. Religious math. I think the research department might be trying to find us an answer.
I wonder there were actual people who did like sell their stuff, like totally.
Well, if you're going to go all like this is, I do realize if you're going full faith and you're going all in, then you can't deny the prediction from your person that's saying, you followed me this far. You're going to stop at the most important point.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's ending.
I wonder how many checks bounced. You were like paying for things. Ah, here's a check. That'll clear tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm sure the internet has made more of it than, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I was going to say, if you really think if you're writing a check that you know is going to bounce that you're going to heaven, that's kind of rude.
That is true.
Good point.
Jesus paid his debts.
That's a really good,
in full.
That's a good point. Yeah.
For everyone.
He did. Thanks.
He wasn't a fan of the
Jesus.
Money changers.
He wasn't. He pitched a fit in the market.
Okay, anyway, we've passed my knowledge of.
Okay,
I'm glad we're still all here.
Yes, it's nice. I'm hoping that you're right about today being cooler because yesterday was oppressive, and then this morning I got in my car and it was 67 degrees outside my house, which is like fully 10 degrees warmer than a normal morning as I leave.
On top of single dadding.
Yes.
Which I realize many of you do this kind of stuff all the time, mm-hmm. but I had one day, one job, keep the kids alive.
Yes. How'd you do?
I did fine.
Both
but
still around?
We were fine, but the missus was gone from 8 to 8, like left there at 8 and I was already in bed. I had to say, girls, you know, speech. It's my thing.
Yeah.
Give them a big, long.
Right. You know. Sure. Bore them to sleep.
Listen, soldiers.
You must be weird to have for a dad. I mean, people don't know when their dad or mom is weird because that's what they're growing up with. But it's, you know, I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
So when you go to bed and she's not there, do they stay up and do whatever they want?
No, not whatever they want. And they're pretty good about understand. Like, I will give them a lot of leash that their mom wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Their mom will go, yeah, you can go outside. Let me get my kid. And she will work on the patio with her laptop.
So as in, I'm keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, I will go, yeah, be back in 2 hours. Don't be late.
Because I'm going to start to freak out if you are.
Well, and you'll never get this kind of luxury again.
That's funny. I used to say that to my kids, too. You have a very long leash. Do not make me yank it back.
So
be where you say you're going to be when you say you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Accomplish the things that you have to do.
So they played, and then I fed them, and then I told them, listen, I can't make you take a bath, but you should. You both stink. And then I got to make sure that you understand if your mom is late for any reason, putting yourself to bed is as simple as climbing in bed.
And closing your eyes with the lights off.
Like, just
that's what it takes. I can't sleep. Close your eyes. Did you try that?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So anyway, it all went fine. It was just one of those things, yeah. But it was
plus it was
hot
so hot
as a well. We had gymnastics and other things, so I had to be around and
probably
doing
cooler
things.
In there though than at your house. Oh really?
No,
oh.
No. There's no air conditioning in the gymnastics building.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was triple digits yesterday.
It
though.
Was crazy yesterday.
But
crazy.
What I will say, and I don't know if you guys noticed this at my house, it did cool off.
Oh.
Like as the evening came on, all of a sudden there was a light breeze off the ocean. I was going, oh, and it was fine by night.
Well.
I climbed into bed and actually slept and it was.
It was 90 at 6:30 as I was going to bed. So if it did cool off, it happened. It was almost 70 degrees this morning when I left. But I'm hoping the wind will kick in and that. Coastal breeze will cool everything down.
We're 80 at the highest.
Okay.
Right now.
Today.
Today.
All right.
That's the prediction. Now, there is a possibility for that rain and and thunder shower scenario, but also clearing later. So let's just hope we're good.
Yeah.
No lightning strikes. None. No trouble.
No dry lightning.
And no, it shouldn't be as hot today. And the city was like 90 or 85 or something like that. What was it like here?
Hot.
85, would you say?
83, yeah.
Something like that.
Oh.
Which is
hot.
Scorching in the city.
Yeah. It's the time of year. This is it. Like I always, and I drive across the Golden Gate Bridge every day for work. And it's always hilarious to me. It's July, August, and there are tourists in shorts. And the sweatshirt they literally just bought because they're like, I'm freezing to death. And it's like misty and foggy and the wind's whipping and it's, you know, 52 degrees or
whatever.
That's
how I like it. That's just how I like it. Bring that on. I am all about that.
Yeah. It's just, I always feel like, oh, if only you'd taken your vacation in late September when we have a heat wave every year. It was always that way. Like the summer would be cold and misty, and then the kids would go back to school, and there'd immediately be a heat wave, and they'd all be like, at the school.
100 yesterday.
It's just ridiculously hot. How dare they? Those people in charge of the weather. I didn't even go outside yesterday. I walked out the back, and I was wearing, you know, I always wear a sweatshirt, and I come home, and it's nice and chilly in my house. So I keep the sweatshirt on. And then I walked out the back door and I had like plans. I was going to do some stuff. And I got to the edge of the deck and I went, this is too hot. I'm going to go back in where I need a sweatshirt. No, thanks. I'm not doing it. And I'm dying for, I love my hot tub, as you know. I mean, I think I might've mentioned it once or twice.
No.
And it's actually been too hot to go in the hot tub.
Oh my
God. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Even naked?
Well, yeah. It's actually probably would have felt a little bit cooler yesterday in the hot tub. But I'm ready for the fall weather. I've been really looking forward to it.
Get
some enjoyment.
I mean, I think we all are.
I like the warm.
You do?
Yeah. I don't like it as hot as it was yesterday. The dog gets
now,
all overheated.
Do you have a cement floor in your apartment?
My whole apartment is cement.
That's what I thought.
My apartment doesn't ever, I've never used my air conditioner. I've never not been under covers at night. Like, even last night, I was under covers.
You have an air conditioner, though?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you needed it, you could.
I could.
So
but I've never needed it.
Is it because you're really close to the water on Alameda?
We're like close to the water, okay. and it just, that concrete just stays cool in there. Yeah.
That's nice.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Could you hose down your floor?
I could, yeah.
Oh,
I could.
That's awesome.
It's a big, and I
is there a drain in it?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. That'd actually be great, wouldn't it? Like,
but my washer leaked water yesterday, so I had to clean that up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's not fun.
And, why did it leak water?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Your dishwasher or your clothes washer?
My clothes washer.
Oh.
Yeah, I just got home and there's all this water on the ground and I'm like, oh, okay. But easy to clean up off the concrete. Yeah. No problem
did
at
you,
all.
But you didn't see if there's some kind of blockage or something or?
I don't know what to look for. I'm no
so did you
mechanic.
Call, did you call your landlord?
I'm. We have a little online system for that.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're pretty quick about stuff. So yeah. I'm gonna be like they. And they every unit has the same stuff. So yeah. Hopefully they're just like yank it out and put a new one in.
Oh,
I hope so.
Mm.
Instead of trying to fix it and take up my day.
Why are you shaking your head, Bob?
It's just such a shame that we just have to throw things out when they're not working.
No.
Well, no, they'll take it somewhere and fix it. I'm sure. But in the meantime, don't. You know, don't
inconvenience
exactly.
me. I'm trying to do my laundry over here.
Yeah.
That's funny. John feels the same way. Like we had this washing machine that he had to take apart at least twice a year for 10 years. And we finally, he couldn't fix it. He's on there. He's doing the Vinny. How do I fix, you know, whatever the thing was? He ordered new pumps, new drains.
I won't
drain
do that
things,
though.
Like,
that's,
this
he's
stuff.
Crazy. I won't do all that.
He takes pictures of each step and where each thing goes. He takes the whole thing apart and I just sit there. I get this anxiety like, oh, this is a disaster.
Where
I would
he's
just
coming
buy a new
from
one.
Though. Like he's been the stay at home dad and now he finds himself at, I'm sure he feels like this is what I do.
Right.
I'm digging into this and I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And if I don't, at least I tried.
Right. No, he's a guy who is like always puttering around.
I'm sure.
Fixing stuff. I literally write things down on a list for him. So he has some things to do.
It's
great. John.
Anybody would say that to themselves, I'll do this before I go to the golf course. It's fine. You know what I mean? Like yes. That seems like a fair trade.
It's true. I know he has guilt about it. Like that
I'm sure.
He's gone all day golfing because then he comes home and makes a great dinner. And I'm like, you should feel guilty. Feed me, Seymour. Listen, we have a big show today. There's a lot of Jimmy Kimmel stuff.
Oh. You didn't watch it though.
I haven't. Well, I did. I watched the monologue and
okay.
We've pulled a bunch of clips for you from the monologue and there's a lot. So if you get sick of it, you know, feel free to text us. But I think this is just, it's an incredibly important time right now. And I want to talk about some of this stuff. And he just puts it really eloquently. Like he really manages to keep it funny and make some great points. I think you'll enjoy it. And there's some really funny stuff.
For
that
me,
planned.
The thing is, even though they didn't do it right away, Disney has done the right thing.
They have. I'm going to start with a story that isn't even about Jimmy Kimmel, but it's about bad optics, and it's actually really. I found it to be hilarious. So we'll start there. I'm going to start the song here because I think it has a bit of a lead up. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's Ariana Grande.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.